do not have to be a skeeter to enjoy this. And the kids love it. It is just an awesome place to meet all your friends that you don't see.
A record-breaking year for a local winter event. And Haynes, Skagway, and Clockwan bring home honors from gold medal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. A measure helping villages set up safe water and sewer systems is getting some attention in the legislature. The bill would create a task force that would collect information and look into simple systems that could work in rural communities. It would also come up with a list of the most needed projects. The measure passed out of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee on Friday, March 23rd. It's a companion bill to one in the Senate, sponsored by Angoon Democratic Senator Albert Kukesh.
We've got numbers that show that there are 6,000 homes that are without water and sewer in rural Alaska yet, and nobody seems to be paying a lot of attention to them, so we're kind of concentrated on and hoping we can put that together and people will pay attention to that.
The Senate measure made it out of the Chamber's Community and Regional Affairs Committee around the beginning of March. Both bills next go to their chambers' finance committees. If passed, the 9-member task force would reach water and sewer systems in the northern nations. It would also work with state and federal agencies to streamline regulations and fund programs that could speed development. Fiscal notes estimate the task force would need about $100,000 for its 1 year of work. The measures are House Bill 362 and Senate Bill 147. A record number of skiers made last weekend's Buckwheat Ski Classic, the biggest one in the race's 26-year history. 381 skiers registered for the multi-distance cross-country ski event held outside of Skagway in British Columbia each spring. That number included 2 bachelorette parties from different parts of Canada, a U.S. Paralympic team member, local Haynes and Skagway skiers, fellow Alaskans, Canadian skiers from various territories and provinces, and as the race claims, the lazy, the infirm, and a few who are fast, plus others who have never even put their skis on before.
Is there like a left or a right? I mean, does it say left or right?
But other than pure registration numbers, the other thing that made Saturday's buckwheat the biggest ever was the thing that stood up to 15 feet high, spread 34 feet in diameter, and waited silently way back in the woods along the ski track.
This is awesome with the dragon and the Chinese lanterns and everything.
It's a good scene.
The record number of skiers on the windy, slightly snowy day didn't include the around 100 Skagway and Yukon volunteers who man the race, and the even more populous spectators who turn up for the gathering at the main aid station along the race trail.
That's the thing. You do not have to be a skeeter to enjoy this. And the kids love it. It is just an awesome place to meet all your friends that you don't see, your Haynes friends, your friends from Juneau, your friends from Whitehorse. They all end up here because this is really a nice gathering. There's a lot of people that are snowshoeing, walking out here. It's great.
The aid station has gotten more and more of a scene with each year. This year's theme was the vision of a dedicated team that included Skagway's Michael Yee and the work of a talented team of trail crew and snow sculptors.
Well, the theme this year is the Year of the Dragon. So obviously we decided, and there was the big visionary person is Tim Borsey, of course. And but once he hands that the vision off to us, a bunch of people take it and run, and there's a whole bunch of ideas. But we decided to go with the Great Wall of China and have a dragon carved into it somehow. And we never know how that's gonna work out until the last day or last hour.
The work on the aid station starts in autumn with the first snowfall, when trail maintainers start packing the snow down at the site of the future snow fort. The team of 12 to 15 full-time volunteers starts about a week ahead of the race. Then the team of about 12 to 15 full-time volunteers starts about a week ahead of the race, laying out the design and building walls full-time through midweek.
We start with a circle, basically, and start cutting blocks. And you can see there's a pit here. We start cutting blocks in. The blocks are just stacked brick like brick. A lot of manpower out here. Well, the sheer tonnage of snow that was moved is amazing. You can see the walls are anywhere between 2 and 4 feet thick, 8 feet high, and the main tower is 15 feet high, 8 by 8. It's just solid snow.
The entire snow fort is the life-size version of a smaller clay model first designed by Pete Lucchetti. Four towers represent the Great Wall of China. Hundreds of 30 to 70-pound blocks make up the windproof walls, and covered archways welcome dozens of spectators inside the fort, where food and drink is served. Master snow carvers, some who represent Skagway in snow sculpting events around the country and in Canada, helped bring detail to the formation right up to the final hours before the race.
Carvers, Pete Lucchetti and Bruce Schindler out here the last day carving the details of the dragon in. And details, Doug Lucchetti, details of these Chinese symbols. And these Chinese symbols are the main one up on the tower is a large symbol, and that means dragon. And then the elements of the dragon are carved around the center table here. Wood, water, metal, fire, and earth. This is mostly Robert McCracken. And he put all this together, and it took, you know, three or four people to string this stuff up last night late. And it looks awesome.
Intricate architectural additions bring life to frozen water. Tiny rooftops on the towers, snow benches inside, and spires connected with Chinese lanterns. A mural made of snow details a two-story dragon covered in a pattern of scales and hundreds of pounds of hard-packed snow.
I think it's just a matter of evolution. It's just an evolutionary thing. You know, it used to be a couple of blocks of snow. People came by and got their Gatorade and their chocolate, and they were off again. And if we built a shelter, it would have been much nicer. Those really, really cold winters, you know, or cold buckwheat ski races. It was nice to have a little shelter, so we started building shelters out of snow. It just evolved from there.
The annual tradition makes it hard to continue on the race for some who guiltlessly opt for the did-not-finish status in order to stay for barbecue and good times with friends. Other skiers return to the aid station after they finish the race. In the past, aid stations have portrayed the Sphinx, a Buddhist stupa, and the Twin Towers.
The smell of barbecue?
Yeah.
Laughter?
Taste of whiskey?
Yeah.
Liking that.
Yep. To leave is to know we'll return.
This is cool.
This is amazing.
Big castle.
And that's it's all about the fun. It's all about the fun. Everybody comes out here. If you're not going to have fun, don't come out here, because it's about the fun. And everybody has fun coming out here.
The Log Cabin Ski Society took over organization of the race this year as race founder Carlin Buckwheat Donahue stepped down after a quarter century of organizing the race, known simply as the Buckwheat. But he was still at Saturday night's awards ceremony to congratulate top skiers.
Welcome, everybody, to the 26th Annual Buckwheat Ski Classic.
White horse skiers swept the top placements at Buckwheat, with the exception of the women's 50K winner from BC. Teresa White of Smither won in 3 hours, 39 minutes, and 41 seconds. Dave Brock won the men's 50K in 3 hours, 10 minutes, 15 seconds. The fastest 25K was Chris Schmidt in 1 hour, 29, and the fastest 10K was Ian Hogboom-Burr in 36 minutes, 53 seconds. The Des Duncan Award for Volunteer Service and Sportsmanship went to Skagway's Mike Consler, and Skagway toddler Mina Yee was crowned this year's Miss Buckwheat. The Log Cabin Ski Society and Whitehorse Cross Country Ski Club prepared the course for the races, and the society will maintain trails at Log Cabin as long as weather allows. Full results are posted at buckwheatskiclassic.com/results. Two runner-up titles for local teams after the 66th gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau last weekend. But Haynes, Skagway, and Kluckwan players also returned home with a handful of honors. Kluckwan Masters held their sights on a trophy through Saturday's championship game against Cake, taking a 38-32 first-half advantage. It came down to the final minute of the game as a layup and free throws hauled Cake to a 4-point lead over the local team. Chris Wassman, playing for Kluckwan, narrowed the lead to 2 points with 11 seconds to go, but Cake claimed the lead, winning 64-62. Rob LaRose brought in a team-high 19 points. Chris Wassman and Jeff Charnbroy racked up 13, Joe Parnell 11, and Frank Cornell 6. Two players with the local team made the gold medal Masters all-tournament list, Joe Parnell and Jeff Charnbroy. Larry Sweet took home the Sportsmanship Award, and UConn's Rob LaRose, playing for Kluckwan, received the Most Valuable Player title. Kate credited their teamwork for the win and dedicated the game to a player's wife who has cancer. Kate also took the C bracket title for a seventh year in a row, overpowering Yakutat 76-70 on Saturday night. Kluckwan C team was ousted from the tournament by tournament runners-up Yakutat 2 days earlier. Kluckwan's Jason Scholl was named to the C bracket all-tournament team. Heidelberg, which didn't have a Masters team this year, took the B bracket title over the Haynes Merchants with a 71-67 win Saturday night. The local team had the advantage in the first half, leading 36-29 at the break, but Heidelberg came back in the second to take the lead 57-55 with almost 10 minutes in the game. Tyler Swinton tied the game for the Merchants and helped hold the local team close, tying it up again with less than a minute and a half to go. It was three straight free throws from one of Heidelberg's many Edenshaws that did Haynes in, then three missed shots from the Merchants with 11 seconds left that landed Heidelberg ahead by four at the buzzer. Swinton scored 33 points for Haynes in that game. Tyler Healy and Ben Egoff each brought in eight. Orion Falvey had six, Jesse McGraw five, Ryan Olson four, James Hart two, and Norman Zura 1 point. Kluckwan ANS dropped out earlier in the tournament after losing in overtime against Metlakatla. The Gold Medal Tournament B Bracket All-Tournament Team lists four local players, Ben Egoff, Tyler Healy, and Tyler Swinton playing for Haynes, and Jacob Hotch on the Kluckwan team. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.